This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The dunya and its beauty, this worldly life and its experience is a beautiful thing. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-dunya hulwatun khadra." This worldly life and its experience is like a beautiful, green, lush garden, right? It's something that's meant to be enjoyed, but not at the expense of the akhirah. See, I don't ever want you to think you shouldn't have fine, expensive things or ride a nice car or have lots of money or enjoy luxury products. That's not the way of Islam. It's not that we say we can't have nice things. You should want to become a millionaire and to have lots of wealth, but don't let it arrive in your life from a way that is going to ruin the next life. Don't do something now that has a great and sinful effect later. Don't be involved in a haram relationship now that makes your life feel great when you know it is disobedient to Allah and will bring you ruin later on in life and more worryingly in the next life. Because we're people who submit to Allah. Islam is submission. We're people who recognize that this life doesn't end here, that there's more to it than what we see and experience now. So be careful with your akhirah. Don't ever assume that we don't want to enjoy this life. We want to enjoy it, but we want to enjoy it in the way it was meant to be enjoyed, through the halal and not through the haram. And haram is defined to us in the dunya by the Prophet ﷺ, مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ. Haram are the things that make your heart feel troubled. وَخِفْتْ أَن يَطَّلِ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. Anything that you're scared that people see you saying, doing, writing, or behaving in that way. So if you're sitting there and you're text messaging and you don't want your parents to ever see that, you don't want your classmates to know you said those words or sent that picture, know for a fact that that's haram. There doesn't have to be in the verse in the Quran, don't send a bad picture on Instagram. It's known it's haram because in your heart, you're worried about it and you're worried if somebody was to see or know that you sent it or did it. Anything that gives you that feeling that you're a bit troubled by it, or anything that you don't want people to see you do or say or be in that place or with that person or doing that thing, know that it's a level of haram. It has its place in haram. And the dunya makes you want to do it and makes you feel it's okay. You're only here for a certain period of time, and everything around us is telling us, you know, you gotta enjoy it while you can, get it before it's too late. You know, everything is driven by this sale and scarcity mentality. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? If you don't enjoy it now, you're going to get busy later. You know, this is the time to be young and free and do whatever you want and experiment with your life. And that is the dunya calling you to haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from it. Dunya, of course, is something that's lowly, while al-akhirah is something that is elevated. And don't ever sell yourself short in this life by having a small moment of happiness in this life at the consequence of losing eternal happiness, greater happiness in the days to come and in the life to come. Allahumma ameen.